If accepted by Hamas, this proposal calls for the release of all remaining hostages immediately, but in no case more than 72 hours.
That was President Trump standing next to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, outlining this peace plan. And as the president said, it would mean releasing all of the hostages held by Hamas. It would, in exchange for a phased withdrawal of Israeli troops, release of Palestinian prisoners, and this international stabilization force made up of troops from Arab nations would provide security, among other things. Let's bring in Daron Levin, freelance reporter, someone who knows this topic very deeply. Good morning, Daron.
Good morning, Jamie.
What did you think of this plan? We've been trying to get to a point where there's an end game here to this war. What do you think of the details here?
I watched the press conference yesterday in Washington. It was mid-afternoon, and of course it was reported clearly that this was going to take place, so it was anticipated quite a bit. I found it very encouraging. It's obviously dependent on many important things that have to happen, namely that Hamas has to accept it, and there hasn't been an acceptance yet. But if Hamas does accept it, then there are a couple things that are going to roll forward. It's very clear that the president has been working closely with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and they're on the same page as to the conditions that must obtain in order to end the fighting. The first is an immediate ceasefire, and the hostages, all 48, including those who are no longer alive, must be returned. And the terrorist group, Hamas, must lay down its arms. Now, this has been clear for some time now, but apparently Turkey and Qatar have been working with the officials of Hamas, putting pressure on them and making them understand that they have to agree to this. And if they don't, then the Arab world may not support them going further. So there's tremendous pressure on Hamas now to agree to this. And we'll have to see in the next day or so whether there's any indication that they're going to do so.
Daron, the proposal also calls for this international stabilization force and a temporary transitional government. How practical is it to assemble something like that, you know, so quickly? And then who's going to pay for it?
It's the money isn't the issue. There's plenty of money for this right now. It's more tricky from a political and a diplomatic point of view. It has to be positioned as more of a police force and a stabilization force, not a new military, because none of the Arab regimes in the area want to be seen as taking over a military role from Israel. So this will be called a stabilization force and perhaps a police force, but it's not going to be an army. Uh-huh. But they will have to have arms, obviously, because they've got to protect themselves. And they're going into an area where there are a lot of arms still in existence. So they have to clear them out, because the goal of this force is going to be to demilitarize and de-radicalize the Gaza Strip so that a day after can happen, and the place is basically ruined. It has to be rebuilt, but nobody's going to rebuild it while fighting is going on. Right. So that's really the goal of this force.
I'm really interested to know what the ramifications are wide-reaching for the region, because they talked a lot about this being a stabilization force for the entire Middle East. And we've heard countries like Jordan and Egypt and some of these other countries that said, look, we're not going to take refugees from the Gaza Strip. If they leave, we're not taking them in. This plan would allow everybody to stay put. It would give Hamas amnesty here. Is this something that the region is going to accept?
Well, I listened to exactly what was said yesterday, and basically what's going to happen if this is accepted is that anyone who wants to leave the Gaza Strip can leave the Gaza Strip. Nobody's going to be forced to leave, but there will be plenty of people who will want to leave because food is scarce, water is scarce, shelter is scarce, medical care is scarce. All of these the vital elements of life are scarce, and so there will be residents that will want to leave. But as you point out correctly, no country wants to accept the burden of refugees. So anybody who wants to leave can leave, but they'll have the opportunity to come back if they want to come back. And they're not necessarily going to be imposed on regimes like countries like Egypt and Jordan, and unless there's some agreement to accept them. And so I think it's a very reasonable framework for a plan that will allow the Gaza Strip to be rebuilt in a way that's safe for the people who are there.
What do you think of this Board of Peace in which the president, President Trump, would chair? Do you think the Arab nations would be supportive of that?
Well, it's very clear that if there's going to be a new state, let's call it a Palestinian state, although there's no agreement that there's going to be, at this point, there's no consensus or agreement.
That was left like gray area in this, yes, I thought.
It's and deliberately so. But if there is going to be a new country there, then it's going to have to be a country that is not preparing its population for a new war. And it's going to be a de-radicalized place that is not going to be run by a terrorist group like Hamas. The people in Washington, the president, understand that this is something that's going to take time, but it's going to have to be constructed in such a way that it's going to be a normal, decent regime that acts with respect for normal human standards. And that wasn't the case in Hamas in Gaza under Hamas for the last 15 years. So the new regime is going to have to be instructed and constructed in a way to make sure that that happens. And that's what Egypt is going to be, and Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, Qatar, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and these countries are going to have to be in agreement to, otherwise it's just not going to happen.
And what would you watch most closely in the next coming days, Daron, to gauge whether the proposal has any real chance to succeed?
Well, I think the most important thing is that Hamas, there's some word from Hamas that they accept the tenets of the plan, because if they don't accept the tenets of the plan, then the president has made very clear that Israel has full U.S. support to continue doing what it needs to be do militarily in order to bring the fighting to an end, in order to get the hostages back, in order to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again. We're coming up on the 5th of October, the 7th of October, in another week or so, which will mark 2 years of fighting, and everybody's sick of it, and everybody, too much blood has been shed and too many tears have been shed, and nobody wants this more than Israel. So it's very clear that Hamas has to say yes to this or the fighting continues.
All right. We await a response from Hamas. Daron Levin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Coming up on JR Morning, from collapse to comeback. The Tigers back in October play. Now it's time for Tarek Skubal to lead this charge. We'll talk Tigers coming up at 7:05.